Hello, Mixed Nut Cases, and hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Christine.
And this is Crazy Joe.
And you are listening to Nutty Bites, Dinner and a Movie. Today, we want to talk about The Shape of Water. So this is a movie that Joe saw a while ago when it was actually out in the theater, and I really wanted to go and see it, but due to various schedule issues and having a million things to do, as often happens, I didn't get to go and see it in the theater. So instead, I actually watched it last night, and I really liked this movie. Joe, what did you think about it?
I really liked it, too. It's Guillermo del Toro. I like Guillermo del Toro. It's sort of his take on The Creature from the Black Lagoon. He always wanted to remake Creature from the Black Lagoon, you know, and Universal would never let him do it. And so he was like, well, screw you. I'm going to do it on my own, and I'll just change the creature. But come on, let's be honest. It's an amphibian creature played by Doug Jones, directed by Guillermo del Toro. We just watched an Abe Sapien origin story. This is a Hellboy prequel.
Well, I haven't seen Hellboy, and I know that that's something that you want me to see, and that's fine. And after I see that, maybe I'll be able to either agree with you or not. But for right now, we're talking about
the original Hellboy, not the new one.
right. To clarify.
Yes.
So you did mention Doug Jones. Doug Jones plays the amphibious creature in this. And I think I came downstairs last night and I said to you, you know, Doug Jones is truly a national treasure.
Yeah.
Because just the way – and we've seen him in other characters that he's done, like in Pan's Labyrinth and in Star Trek and just various other things. The way he moves – and the way he just kind of becomes these creatures, but yet being able to convey emotion and depth is really, really amazing. So I'm declaring it. He's a national treasure.
I agree. I think he's terrific. I've said it many times, but Marvel always recasts characters when they get them back in their own, under their own umbrella, and I think he should be the one exception to the rule. I think he should be recast as the Silver Surfer again, which he played for Fox. But but back to the topic at hand, the Shape of Water. This movie was terrific. It reminded me a little bit of a fairy tale. It reminded me a lot of E.T. Now, if I have one complaint about the movie, it's that all the sex and language, because I don't feel it fits the movie. I'm not offended by those things. Like, I watch a lot of R-rated movies. I'm a Tarantino fan. You know, I'm a horror movie fan. You put sex and language in a movie, it really doesn't faze me. But it felt out of place in this movie because this felt like a fairy tale we could show the kids were it not for the sex and the language.
I will definitely agree with you there. I feel like the best way to describe this movie is as a sci-fi fantasy fairy tale romance, which I realize is basically kind of everything pushed together, but it really does have a little bit of everything in it. And it's beautifully filmed as well. So it's not set in the current time, as you'll see with, you know, the older Cadillacs driving around and the way people are dressed and the way all of the set design is set up. It's really just a beautiful piece of art just in and of itself, just to look at. And the story is very well crafted as well. But I agree, the sex and language in it, and again, it's not in the whole thing. There's only little bits of it here and there. It took me out of the movie a little bit. I would agree that it did feel like it didn't belong. But at the end of the day, I still really, really enjoyed this movie, and I thought it was really great. And when I think of what to pair it with, throughout the course of the movie, there are two things that kind of stuck out to me. One was several references to pie, and another is several references to eggs. So clearly, the only thing to have while watching this movie is a quiche, because it's basically an egg pie. But I don't want just a plain quiche. I would pair this with a caramelized onion, spinach, and bacon quiche, because that would be delicious.
I want to eat that right now.
So do I, kind of. That would be really good. So there you have it, The Shape of Water. Really great movie. Very much a fantasy, sci-fi, romance kind of a thing. Really well done. Doug Jones, national treasure. Fantastic movie. I really enjoyed it. quiche. Nutty Bites is produced by Nimla Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Commercial, Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License.
That means you can't change it without her permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to Nutty, her site, and everything.
She lives at nimlos.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nuchess, or call 347-NUTTY42.